Health ministers from the world's G7 countries will meet virtually today to discuss the new variant of the coronavirus, Omicron, which was discovered in South Africa earlier this month. Meanwhile, here, the Delta variant is still very high in the community. Another 3,735 cases reported yesterday. Latest figures show 566 people in hospital, 117 of them in intensive care. We can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, now. Paul, good morning. What meetings then will be taking place here this week?
There's going to be lots of meetings, and lots of meetings even happening today. One meeting is going to be NPHET, and they'll be reviewing all of the data which has been assessed over the weekend on the new variant of concern and what it might mean. And then there will also be a review of other statistics in relation to the Delta variant, as you say. We also know that the chief medical officer is going to be meeting with the three coalition leaders today to review that material and get NPHET's assessment on where we currently stand. And then on Tuesday, we're going to have a cabinet meeting as well, and there's possible further meetings, but maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. In the next 48 hours, there's going to be a lot going on, Audrey.
Yes, exactly. They have a lot on their plate. In terms of Omicron, this new variant, there are the travel restrictions that have been imposed by the various EU countries and others indeed as well. Is there going to be any moves here specifically to do anything specific around mandatory hotel quarantine or anything travel related on that front?
Well, at the Green Party National Conference on Saturday, the Green leader and Minister Eamon Ryan said that mandatory hotel quarantine would be the first item on the Cabinet's agenda on Tuesday. And he said he and the government recognised that this was like pretty draconian legislation. And that's why there'd been a sunset clause and the legislation had lapsed. And he understood the concerns of civil libertarians and some on the opposition benches, but he felt that in the face of a new variant and new challenges that it was required to bring back. So it goes to Cabinet, and then it would be brought through the Oireachtas, and with the Dáil and Shannon support, it would be reintroduced. So that option would become available again. In his statement last night, the Chief Medical Officer was talking about regulations are being drawn up to give effect to the new travel and home quarantine policies. So the point here is that home quarantine requires regulation rather than legislation. So there's another tool available to the government, and we expect that there will be a focus for incoming arrivals into Ireland on the question of PCR testing and whether they need to have a PCR test before they land in the country. But I think the focus, it has to be said, is on new arrivals into the country and what can be done there rather than placing any new restrictions on people living here.
Right. And those new arrivals into the country, is that from any country, even within the EU bloc, Paul?
Well, that's what we're waiting to see, just exactly who they're going to apply this to. My understanding is that it's going to be sort of the focus is going to be on, there's going to be one focus on those named countries from Southern Africa. And then there's going to be a question of people beyond that. And then there's you've got people within the EU. So they've got a range of options which the Cabinet have going to discuss. But there isn't any defined memo just yet ready to go to Cabinet. So those are some of the discussions that are going to be happening at an interdepartmental level led by the Minister for Health today.
Okay, and in relation then to the variant that we know is definitely here and causing a great deal of infection in the community, and that is mainly the Delta virus, what is NPHET? Are they going to develop a strategy which will get us through the winter, extending beyond Christmas?
Well, I think there's two steps to it. There's a very clear point being made by the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, last night. I'll just read out his statement because it sort of gives you a sense of where he's coming from. He says, while there is much attention on new variants, incidence of the Delta variant of COVID-19 remains too high in Ireland, with widespread infection in the community. And we all know the actions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And then he goes to list them off. Good hand hygiene, face coverings, meeting other people outdoors, opening windows and ensuring good ventilation, keeping your distance, coming forward for vaccination and the booster dose when eligible. So you get a sense of what we need to do in the mind of the CMO is to abide by existing public health advice. And that message was also echoed by the Green Party leader, Eamon Ryan, where he talked about while they were examining what was happening with the new variant of concern, People needed to double down on the public health restrictions that currently exist, because it's going to take us 2 to 3 weeks to know what this new variant of concern actually means, what it's able to do. And in his words, that shouldn't distract us from the clear and present danger of Delta. So you get a sense of both the scientists and the politicians having a focus on Delta. That's the real and present concern, that we're not quite sure what the new variant of concern is going to mean. With regard to NPHET and this plan of a winter plan going beyond Christmas and into the new year, we know that there's lots of discussions, but we haven't seen any document just yet to know exactly what their plan is going to be.
And in terms of what the Cabinet might agree this week when it comes to children and Christmas plays and play dates and all of that, this circuit breaker in children where there has been a growth of the virus over the last number of months, are we likely to see a firm decision on that?
Well, Eamon Ryan was asked about that on Saturday, and he said that this was an issue when it came to the question of, what could be done, but that this was something which was being organised. And I think Roderick O'Gorman, the Minister for Children, was also saying the same thing, that this was sort of in the control of the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, and that she was involved in discussions with the trade unions when it came to the question of masks in schools. And then Catherine Martin, who is also the Minister for Tourism Culture, she was asked about what was going to happen for, say, things like pantos, because there was some confusion last week when we heard that the public health advice from NPHET related to nativity plays and seasonal plays, just exactly what that meant. There was a degree of interpretation there. So while it does seem that things like nativity plays are going to be curtailed, when it comes to commercial pantos on the bigger scale, she spoke about them going to receive financial supports, and that there was something all ready to go, and it was something that commercial pantos, if there was a fall off in numbers, they could apply already. And then she gave a further commitment that if they saw their audiences fall further on account of people not wanting to go due to concerns over COVID transmission, that further financing was going to be available. So I think that's something the government needs to act on, just to be very clear in the coming days. What is it exactly that they're saying is going to be curtailed, and what exactly can be allowed to go ahead, and what supports are going to be made available to those?
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, Paul. Thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.